There's a new report out on the state of U.S. children. And in Maryland, the report by the 2018 Kids Count Data Book found that Maryland comes in 15th for economic well-being and 17th in health care. In addition, for education, it ranks 9th in the country and 22nd in family and community. But it also warns there's a danger of an undercount for Maryland when it comes to the 2020 census, potentially affecting many government assistance programs for children. Nonso Amuna is research director with Advocates for Children and Youth. And we begin with economic well-being.
The report finds, when it comes to economic well-being, that there are 169,000 children living in poverty in the state of Maryland, which is out of 1.3 million children. And of that 169,000, 80,000, nearly half, are African American, and 43,000 are white, and 30,000 are Hispanic. Another thing it finds is that there are a number of children who live in households where the parent lacks secure employment is about 325,000, and of those, 140,000 are African American children, 103 are white children, and the 49,000 are Hispanic.
What is the situation in terms of education?
In terms of education, there are more students that are graduating on time, which is very positive news. But there are also areas where there is need for improvement, and that is young children who are not in school. And the report finds that there are 77,000 of those, nearly half of that age group, that aren't in school. It also finds that 60% of fourth graders are not proficient in reading, which is very concerning, and eighth graders not proficient in math are also about 67%. If you break it down by race and ethnicity, the numbers are also very much stark, because between African Americans and Hispanics, the number is in the high 70% when it comes to fourth graders not reading, and in math it's in the high 80s for African American and Hispanic students.
What about the situation with healthcare?
Healthcare is one particular area where we have seen a positive trend. Since 2010, of course, with the enactment of the Affordable Care Act, we've seen a near double-digit decrease across the board in terms of children who are uninsured. So right now in Maryland, there are about 45,000 children who are still uninsured. That's a number too high, but it's about 3% of the population. If you break it across race and ethnicity, there's also a double-digit decrease across the board, although we still have a high percentage of 7% of Hispanic children are still uninsured. So health insurance is a particular area where we've seen a positive trend.
And what's the situation with family and community, particularly the fact that there has been a decline in teen births?
That has seen a very steady decrease, and that's positive. But also in family and community, another thing that is worth noting is the number of children who are living in high poverty areas. And the number there is about 64,000 children living in high poverty areas. That has gone up slightly by a percentage point since 2008-2012. If you break that down by race and ethnicity, you find that African Americans make up a huge majority of those children, who are about 45,000 of the 65,000 children living in areas of high poverty are African American.
Tell me a little bit about the situation with the census, particularly in terms of children.
Of particular interest to us is making sure that children aren't undercounted, especially children who are under 5 living in hard-to-count areas. Also, immigration is an issue as well, because if the parents are fearful of not being able to register because they're not citizens here, they might not be able to register their children as well who are citizens here. So under 5 is a particular age group that we're looking at, because we found that from the previous census, children who are living in hard-to-count areas are 53,000. And we think it's important for us to be able to reach and count and make sure those children are counted, because that means being able to get the federal funding allocation that is needed to be able to provide those children with all these support that they need.
So what's your overall impression of the state then?
It's a mixed bag. I mean, we are ranked 14th in certain areas. We're performing very well, like, for instance, in reducing children who are uninsured and making sure that children are graduating on time. Even the number of children who are living in poverty has gone down since the, you know, the recession. But 169,000 children is 169,000 children too many. So even though there is improvement, we still think that for a wealthy state as Maryland is, that there is still room for improvement.
Nonso Amuna is Research Director with Advocates for Children and Youth. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.